I was delighted with a display. Like, it played really well on the night. Played some really good stuff, and I think the team is starting to play really well at the moment. I've seen over the last few weeks, you know, our ball retention, the movement off the ball, and the understanding between the players is much more evident than in the first couple of games of the season. I felt we justifiably got the goal. James McLean's a great move, great finishing, James. But we shot ourselves in the foot somewhat, because we were in the ascendancy and had our own corner kick, and we conceded literally from our own corner kick. Their goalkeepers caught the ball, kicked it downfield. We're caught square at the back, and it's a bit of a self penalty, but they got a penalty from us. So I think we've learned a few lessons there in relation to how we defend in certain situations, and I think we got punished.
Yeah. You mentioned that you've learned a few lessons coming back into the Premier Division off the League of Ireland, but with the side that you have, the mixture of youth and experience, there is a lot of those players that are learning a lot since the start of the season, and it's been shown in results that Derry can compete with the best sides in the Premier Division, Stephen.
Yeah, to date, I mean, it's still the first series of games, but I've been delighted with the players, really. I mean, you know, they've put in some terrific displays to date, and they feel very, very confident, which is good. They're playing with confidence. That's all I can ask, really. And they're working hard every day they come in. They want to improve. We want to make ourselves better. We want to improve what we're doing. And I think St. Pat's had a game plan last night, and to a certain degree it worked for them, in that they played two quick forwards up front, Carl Cavanagh and Danny North, and what they tried to do is just sort of counter-attack all night, just sit in and then use the pace of the front two on the counter-attack. And we had a lot of the play, to be fair to St. Pat's. They had a few chances themselves, and we had a few chances. I think their goalkeeper, Gary Rogers, was pulled off probably one of the best saves I've ever seen in my life from Eamon Zayed. It was a double save. Kevin Deary headed across, and he made a good save, and Eamon looked like he only to top it in from 2 yards, and the keeper got over and palmed it out from under while he was on the ground, and got it up and scooped it over the bar. So it was a funny game, really. It was entertaining. I think Wentworth got value for money. I think it was they played well as well. They played okay. Pots, they had a go at us on the counter attack. We left ourselves open a little bit to that. We were a little bit too eager to get forward from our full-back positions at times, and I think but our general midfield play was exceptional at times, and we created a few chances, but we just couldn't get that win.
I have to mention young James McLean, who scored last night again. He bagged two against Galway the previous week, and he scored another one last night. A fantastic young player.
Yeah, again, James is not someone who was you know, at 15 and 16, there was various players in James's school who were all in the Northern Ireland school teams, and he was never one of them. He was never really in any representative teams. He was always just a fella in school, and a player who wasn't earmarked for greatness or anything. But what he done was he knuckled down, worked hard, made himself better. It's a ferocious appetite for hard work. Wants to improve, unbelievably dedicated. And the last few seasons, each season, he's just got the main dramatic strides, and he is now probably our most influential player now at the moment. And he was terrific, 4 goals in the last 4 games. Unfortunately, he was injured, missed the first few games of the season, but he's put in a few terrific displays, and we're pretty pleased with him.
Well, looking forward now to the next number of weeks, Stephen, a busy period ahead with games being played twice every week over the next month or so, and the action returns again in the EA Sports Cup against Merivale United, so it's a crucial time now for the club.
It's a big week because we've got Bohemians on Friday in Daly Mount. We've got Sligo Rovers on Monday in the Showgrounds in Sligo. So real two tough away games against Bowes and Sligo next Friday and Monday. Very, very tough game. So we've got Merivale tomorrow in the League Cup, which is, you know, an opportunity for us to try and see what's beyond our first 11. I think we know Merivale knocked Finn Harps out, and certainly they'll be coming here. Johnny Glenn, he worked with Derry previously, he'll be coming here hoping to try and take a scalp. From our point of view, we're committed to youth development at the club and bringing players through. And I think we'll have some more players now will come in, and a few someone make their debut. A couple of players have been shown, in fact, as well. Thomas McMonagall from Bournemouth is coming in. He probably gets first start tomorrow, and or on Monday, I should say. And James Henry, who's done very well for us, another young player, as I say. So players like that, Michael McCrudden, Ryan McBride, so these players have been coming, Thomas McBride as well, so have been on the fringes now really. We'll get their opportunity as well against Mayerview to try and see if they can make a claim really to get into the team in the league, whilst we're still hoping that we're going to be strong enough to win. That's the ambition.